This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This was the Harvard-Westlake High School matchup. Max Fried and Jack Flaherty, both the California kids, the old friends, two of baseball's best now, but facing each other in the big leagues for the first time. And this matchup lived up to the billing. It was the classic pitcher's duel early in this game. Jack Flaherty, he strikes out the side in the first inning, throws Rice on a fastball, then battled Aaron Judge. 10 pitches, a full count curveball, struck him out, and only took 4 pitches to fan Cody Bellinger on a slider that dropped down and in. So a 1-2-3 wham bam first inning, all strikeouts for Jack Flaherty. And Fried responded. He worked a scoreless bottom of the first inning, worked around a two out base hit by Riley Green, had battled him 8 pitches, and Fried said enough of that and set him down. In the second, Paul Goldschmidt made hits in every game this road trip, stayed red hot, lined a single to right. Jazz followed with a walk, so a rare chance today for either side. Two on, no one out. Volpe, Dominguez both struck out against Flaherty. Flaherty got him on those nasty curveballs down in the zone. But J.C. Ascara, he walked, took a borderline fastball outside to load the bases. But Oswaldo Cabrera digging in, lined out to center, so the Yankees couldn't cash in on that opportunity. First and second, nobody out. Bases loaded, two out, but nothing on the board. Bottom two, Fried after the scoreless first inning. An even better second inning. Struck out the side, locked up Dingler on a curveball, snuck a sinker by Colt Keith, and he blew a fastball by Javi Baez. Fried in full command. The rhythm is one you could sense. This could be really fun to watch the rest of the way. 4 strikeouts through 2 for Fried, but Flaherty saying, okay, mano a mano, let's go, let's take off. After wiggling out of trouble in that second inning, we talked about that missed opportunity. Flaherty, easy 1-2-3 against the 1-2-3 in the Yankee lineup. A couple of more Ks. He wiped out Rice and Bellinger on off-speed pitches. 7 Ks through 3 for Flaherty. Bottom 3, more vintage Fried. 3 ground ball outs. The only interruption in that progress, a 2-out broken bat single from Justin Henry Molloy. And in the top of the 4th, Flaherty had 7 strikeouts already. Maybe the only critique at this point of the game? 61 pitches through 3 innings. He was in some trouble there. But Flaherty said, okay, hold my beverage, 1-2-3-4 on just 5 pitches. So if the one critique was pitch count, 1-2-3-4 on 5 pitches for Flaherty. And Fried, bottom 4 responding outside of a 1-out single from Spencer Torkelson, grooving. Struck out Dylan Dingler on a curve and froze Colt Keith on a perfect fastball, clipping the bottom of the zone at the knee. So through 4, Flaherty, 4 innings of 1-hit ball, 2 walks and 7 Ks. And Fried, 4 innings of 3-hit ball, no walks, and 6 strikeouts. This is turning into a fun afternoon, a pitcher's duel at Comerica Park on another frigid, cold day. Top of the 5th, 2 quick outs for Flaherty against the bottom of the Yankee lineup, including his 8th strikeout, a slider setting down Ascara. And Cabrera then followed and took a slider near the same spot and dug it out. He floated a single to center, kept the inning alive, but Flaherty got Rice to fly out to left on a 3-1 pitch, no less, and ended the inning. So halfway through this game, 5 combined hits between the two teams, all singles. Freed and Flaherty, the high school teammates, link it up. It was definitely living up to the billing. And Flaherty had started this game with those seven strikeouts through three. We were talking about that. Freed basically said, I got some catch-up work to do late in the game. Freed had struck out two to end the fourth and made it three straight Ks and seven on the game and started the fifth with a darted fastball. Baez, a mere spectator, and with two out in the fifth inning, Zach McKinstry continued his big series, an opposite field triple. It rattled around in that left field corner. Dominguez struggled with it. So McKinstry, first extra base hit of the game responsible for. First extra base hit for either team. Freed said, all right, let's not only keep this game scoreless, but match my old friend in strikeouts. Big spot in the game, and Freed dialed it up.
Pitch to Malloy. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Max exalts, pumps the fist, doesn't put it over his head, but he can see a little fist pump right there. That's his eighth strikeout. Leaves a runner at third.
Special stuff from Freed. The Yankees entered the sixth inning looking to pick up Max Freed for all the brilliant work he was doing. Yankees at that point hadn't scored since the eighth inning on Monday. Last extra base hit for the Yanks, the Rice triple in the third on Monday. And think about that. That third inning triple on Monday for Ben Rice was quickly erased by the pickoff. So the Yankees hadn't really been getting past second base at all. And the Yankees, you're feeling it's time to change that. Pick up Freed, get on the board, get out of here with a win, salvage the road trip. Judge leading off the inning, a deep foul ball and a hanging slider. Maybe you sense a missed opportunity, but Judge did stay patient and worked a leadoff walk against Flaherty. So the pitch count getting up, the Yankees working deeper counts. Maybe this would be the time that the Yankees break through in the sixth inning. Bellinger followed with a strikeout on that nasty knuckle curve. Flaherty's ninth strikeout. But Paul Goldschmidt, big at-bat in the game, staying just completely locked in. Goldie ripped a double into the left field corner. Judge up to third. That knocked Flaherty out of the game. And A.J. Hinch went to the lefty Tyler Holton to get the lefty Jazz Chisholm. So a matchup move for A.J. Hinch. A prime opportunity for the Yankees. Second and third. One out. Scoreless game. Jazz just couldn't get the ball in the air. Bounced it back to the mound. Judge running on contact. Got caught in between off third. He was tagged out. So that prime opportunity turns into first and second, two out. And Holton struck out Volpe to end the inning. So the Yankees at that point on the series, 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. But Flaherty out of the game. That's important because bottom of the sixth inning, Freed still going. Carving him up against the heart of the Tigers' order. 1-2-3 inning on six pitches that included a three-pitch strikeout of Riley Green for Freed's ninth. But all it took was Freed continuing to deal. A full inning of no Flaherty. Maybe this would be the breakthrough for the Yankees. With two out, no one on in the seventh. Oswaldo Cabrera stroked a two-strike single to left field, stayed completely within himself, kept the inning alive for Ben Rice. And remember how we'd said the Yankees only had that one extra base hit since Ben Rice at triple on Monday, Goldschmidt the inning prior? Well, Rice said, it's time for more. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's the 1-0 to Rice, the pitch. Swing on a high drive, right center field. Got some good carry. It is gone. A two-run homer, Ben Rice. He thought it was not a home run. He stopped at second, but he got all of that one. Mashed it to right center field. 2-0 Yankees here in the seventh.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Rice's third homer of the year just continues to rake, continues to mash, and his second off a left-hander. So two of the three homers for Ben Rice. Going to be hard to take him out of this spot. He keeps hitting lefties at this clip. Rice giving the Yankees a 2-0 lead, and that was a Comerica Park home run. That was off the back wall, the old fence in right center field. A total shot, 109 miles an hour off Rice's bat. It's also our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. 2-0 Yankees breaking that deadlock with two out of the seventh inning and two runs, more than enough for Max Fried today. Simply special stuff. I mean, you are speechless when you talk about what we witnessed from a pitching perspective from Fried out there in the Detroit cold. Feels like, 28, 30 degree day, and what Fried was spinning off. Even though Dylan Dingler doubled off Cabrera at third in that seventh inning. Fried bearing down. He was in such a special groove that he got Keith to fly out to left. He struck out Baez on the change for his 10th strikeout. So the runner's just freezing at second base. Two outs, 10 strikeouts for Fried. Dingler off second. Fried against Ryan Kreidler. Got ahead 0-2 in the count. And you could sense the feeling that Fried had here. The look in his eye, dialing up to 96 miles an hour. He's feeling the finish line. But then a couple of borderline pitches didn't go Fried's way. The defense was ready to run off the field. The Yankees were already jocking off a couple of times. So on 3-2, Fried, what would the exclamation point be for his day?
Fried kicks the pitch. Fastball, swung on and missed. Got him. 11 strikeouts. A masterful performance by Max Fried.
This is why the Yankees signed Max Fried. Showed more of it Saturday in Pittsburgh. Today was a different level of domination. No walks, 11 strikeouts, a 7-inning Mona Lisa-style effort for Max Fried. And Luke Weaver in the 8th, a 1-out single for Justin Henry Molloy. Nothing else for the Tigers. Struck out Riley Green on the change to end the inning. Got two tough lefties, including a Kerry Carpenter coming off the bench to power threat as a tying run at the plate. Nothing home for the Tigers against Weaver. In the ninth, the Yankees looking for insurance. This will be important. With a 2-0 lead, John Brebbia, the right-hander for Detroit. A wacky start to the inning between the pitch comm issues, a delay, the catcher Dingler misplaying a couple of pop-ups, extending the Ascara at-bat. Then Brebbia hit Ascara and Cabrera. Rice grounded one a second, potential double play ball, booted by Keith. Everyone's safe. Bases loaded for the captain, and Brebbia with the bases full. He got to give in.
0-2 to Judge. Drawn an infield pitch. Swing and a hit into left field. A base hit. Scoring is Reyes. Cabrera follows him. Aaron Judge ringing the bell. A two-run single. And the Yankees have a 4-0 lead here in the ninth.
League-leading 20 RBIs for Judge. We're only through 12 games of the season. Really nice insurance. A 4-0 Yankee lead. Judge, how about a 5-for-11 series? 3 RBIs, a couple of walks, 5 hits, all singles. But that shows you the type of superstar that he is, doing it without the long ball and 2 critical insurance.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Insurance runs it, doubled the lead to 4-0. Because bottom of the ninth, Devin Williams, a shaky start to his Yankee career. He kind of cut him some slack for Pittsburgh with the ghost runner. It was a tough opening day. We haven't seen much of Williams, but today was a little rough. Walked the leadoff man, Spencer Torkelson, but bounced back to overpower Dingler and Keith. Struck them out on fastballs, but with 2 out, 1 on, 4-0 lead, feeling pretty comfortable. Williams fell behind Baez 2-0. Left a fastball middle. Baez base hit to right. Torkelson races to third. First and third. Two out. Trace Sweeney came off the bench for Ryan Kreidler. What an at-bat. Eight pitches for the Yankees' former first-round pick and worked a walk to load the bases. Brought the tying run to the plate, Zach McKinstry, and Williams, a wild pitch, scored Torkelson. Put runners on second and third. 4-1 game, and McKinstry, have yourself a series.
4-1 Yankees, pitch. Swung on, base hit, right field. Judge comes on, one run scores. Here comes the second one. Here's the throw by Judge. It's a pretty good throw. It's offline, up the line. Throw down to second. That gets away from Volpe into center field, backing up his Bellinger. Oh, brother.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, the Freed effort, the masterpiece, and the Yankees getting out of here with a victory and a swing game and getting the 3-3 road trip, avoiding the sweep. All of it is hanging in the balance. 4-3 game, the blood pressure meter, it's on a different level, not ideal in the ninth inning. And McKinstry, a tough customer, 5-for-8 on the series, homer, triple, sac fly, and that two-run single to cut it to one. He went in scoring position as a tying run on that throw, as Dave told you. So Aaron Boone came out, pulled his closer Williams, enough was enough at that point, and Mark Leiter Jr., who's gotten some big outs for the Yankees early in the season, big outs all postseason last year against Justin Henry Molloy, power righty against power righty, tying run at second, game on the line.
Next pitch, swung on, blooper, center field, going back, Jazz, he's got room, Jazz is there, makes a two-hand catch, Yankees win, victory for the New York Yankees, 4-3, the final. Boy. Got the pulse rate up a little bit in that last few minutes.
There we go. And that is our defensive play of the game. Brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Mark Leiter Jr. gets the job done. The Yankees win it 4-3. The final score, Max Fried, the story. Got a little hairy in the ninth inning, but a win is a win. The Yankees are 7-5 on the year. They split the road trip at 3-3. They avoid the sweep, and you consider what Max Fried did against his Tigers lineup. They deny the Tigers a sweep of a homestand. This would have been 6-in-a-row for Detroit if they came back. This would have been a 6-0 homestand. Yankees facing a really hot Tigers team. You're happy to get out of here with a victory and a 7-5 record on the year.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.